Nebraska. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers, high of 75. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58, overcast. I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. I'm Rick Everett. Members of a Kansas House committee pushing to ramp up oversight of temporary and permanent amusement park rides after a lawmaker's son was killed on a water slide last year. But the bill could face changes before it goes to a vote. The state's requirement that amusement parks self-inspect their rides annually came under scrutiny after Representative Scott Schwab's 10-year-old son Caleb was killed on the Schlitterbahn Water Park's Verrucht water slide in Kansas City. Kansas legislators are moving closer to approving an expansion of the state's Medicaid program to thousands of non-disabled adults, even though the action could prove largely symbolic. A state Senate committee backed a bill yesterday that would expand Medicaid health insurance coverage to as many as 180,000 adults, most now without insurance. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback opposes such an expansion, and a GOP proposal in Congress would block it. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Guys, huddle up. Coach's car battery died and he's running behind. And since I haven't been paying attention, I have no idea what plays we run or what most of your names are, for that matter. So, what I'll do is I'm going to pop this antacid tablet, I'll fall down, I'll fake a heart attack, and then you guys act shocked and concerned and stuff. And hopefully that'll buy me enough time for the coach to get here. All right, team on three.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
A woman fell 30 feet from a bridge in Ottawa County Wednesday afternoon. KTV reports a spokesman from the sheriff's office says the 36-year-old was with a friend on a bridge over the Solomon River on Kansas Highway 18, about a mile southwest of Bennington. The two were reportedly geocaching, but it's not clear how the victim fell. The 30-year-old was taken to Salina Regional Medical Center for treatment. Her condition wasn't immediately released. Kansas educators are seeing plenty of problems with a new school funding plan being considered by legislators. And a big problem they're seeing is not enough new dollars. A special state house committee opened hearings yesterday on a bill that would create a new per-student formula for distributing aid to its 286 school districts. And the Kansas Jayhawks defeated Purdue in the Sweet 16 98-66 last night. The Jayhawks now advance to the Elite Eight, where they'll face off against Oregon. Mid-America Network News.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. I'm Rick Everett. Gun rights advocates are saying that requiring Nebraska residents to obtain concealed carry permits violates their constitutional rights. But gun control supporters argue carrying without a permit could lead to more shootings. Both groups spoke to a Nebraska legislative committee about a bill that would allow non-felons to carry concealed weapons without a permit. The bill's sponsor, Senator Tom Brewer of Gordon, says gun rights are the only constitutional rights that citizens must pay to use. A grand jury has cleared a Cass County deputy sheriff in the shooting death last year of an unarmed motorist in eastern Nebraska. Lincoln Journal-Star reports the grand jury yesterday found that Deputy Tyler Reif had reason to believe his life was in danger when he shot 23-year-old Austin Beyer five times on September 21st. Reif says he fired after Beyer ignored his commands to stop as the man ran at him. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah. Let's crank it on up, yeah. Till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty. The best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say
truck, yeah.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday adopted April 27th and 29th as free dump days at the county landfill. They accepted bids for several properties that had not sold at prior tax sales. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes posted on our website and our Facebook page. USDA is now providing organic certification cost share opportunities for local organic producers and handlers. Organic producers and handlers can visit the Marshall County Farm Service Agency office to apply for federal reimbursement to assist with the cost of receiving and maintaining organic or transitional certifications. To apply, producers should call to set up an appointment. Applicants must typically submit a one-page application form as well as additional documentation. For details, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. A Hunter's Education class will be offered in Marysville March 31st through April 2nd. Class on Friday from 6 until 9 p.m., Saturday beginning at 8. Sunday at the range beginning at 1. Classes held at Marysville City Hall. Advance registration and information at the Marysville Police Department, limited to the first 60 participants. Hunter's Education class in Marysville, March 31st through April 2nd. For details, phone 541-0061. Michael Slupionik, age 60, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service 10:30 this morning at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mike Slupionik. Alvin F. Brungart, age 84, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial 11 a.m. this morning at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Alvin Brungart. Danny Studer, age 66, passed away March 16th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Dan Studer Farm. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Danny Studer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, a fish sandwich, pasta salad, green beans, apricots, and a cookie. Monday's menu, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, tossed salad, and tropical fruit. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville Public Library will feature children's author and storyteller Dino O'Dell. This afternoon, program begins at 2. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Health Yourself, the 31st annual Washington County Spring Health Fair is Saturday, March 25th, 7 until 12:30 at the Washington County High School. Exhibits for all ages in the high school gym, drawings for door prizes, a blood profile with over 40 tests is available for $35, optional vitamin D level test, and for men a PSA test for $20. For information, contact the Washington County Health Department. Annual Spring Health Fair, Saturday, 7 to 12:30 at the Washington County High School.
Critics agree. Two thumbs up for Sounds of the Cinema. Presidio Brass, a five-member brass ensemble from San Diego, will perform Hollywood's hits Tuesday, March 28th at 7 o'clock in the Marysville High School Auditorium. This free concert will include a special performance by the Marysville and Valley Heights bands. Sounds of the Cinema will feature film music with a good dose of wit and humor, the signature of any Presidio Brass concert. Tuesday, March 28th at 7 o'clock. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative with support from Marysville Convention and Tourism.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heading into this evening, cloudy skies with a slight chance of late evening scattered showers with lows in the upper 40s and under breezy conditions, with winds out of the southeast between 10 and 15, a gust can reach as high as 25. On to your Thursday, cloudy skies and breezy conditions still continue with a slight chance of some light rain with a high near 75, with winds out of the southeast between 20 and 25, a gust can reach as high as 30. Heading into your Thursday evening, cloudy skies still continue with a slight chance of late evening scattered showers and thunderstorms. Breezy conditions will still continue with a low near 58. Winds will be out of the south between 15 and 20. A gust can reach as high as 30.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. High of 75. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Overcast. I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Average high temperature late March, 59. Record high on this date, 87 in 1910. The average low, 36. Record low is 12 degrees in 1960. Sunset this evening at 7:38. Sunrise in the morning at 7:18. We've had just a few sprinkles here and about overnight. A cloudy overcast. Currently 62 degrees. Winds are light. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
The Musketeers pull off a shocker and send Arizona home. Kansas, Gonzaga, and Oregon advance. Hi, everybody. Ton Ant reporting on sports. The number 2 seed Arizona shown the exit by number 11 Xavier in a stunning upset in the West Regional. Musketeers coach Chris Mack.
Any team that can get, you know, through the eye of the needle to get to an Elite Eight, you're playing unbelievable teams. You know, I told these guys that there were a lot of people talking about how we had a favorable draw, and I think that bothered our guys.
Xavier closed the game out with a 9-0 run. They knock out Arizona 73-71. Xavier will take on Gonzaga in the Elite Eight.
Williams-Goss gets the loose ball for Gonzaga. Finds Matthews, left corner three, up and down! Gonzaga with the answer!
The Zags win 61-58 over West Virginia. In the Midwest, top seed Kansas peaking at the right time.
Stolen by Vic, into the open floor, here he goes! Spins and then jams it home!
Jayhawks blasted Purdue 98-66. Kansas faces Oregon in the regional final. The Ducks ended Michigan's dramatic postseason run 69-68, thanks to Westwood One for the audio. To the NBA, the Spurs' 55th win leaves them two games behind Golden State for the league's best record.
Gets a screen from Lee. Right wing three. Good day, mate. Mills answers.
On WOAI, San Antonio was a 97-90 winner over Memphis. In Dallas, Harrison Barnes knocked down the go-ahead bucket with a minute six to play.
Curry looking right for Barnes. Has him met by Rivers. Backs him down and he'll shoot a 12-footer. Good! And the Mavericks go in front 96-95.
On ESPN Dallas, the Mavericks clip Los Angeles 97-95. DeMar DeRozan poured in 40 points in the Raptors' victory in Miami and says we need more wins like this.
We got to start out games better. You know, we got to be able to jump on teams and sustain the lead for the whole game with our defense. Let our offense, you know, carry us secondly.
Toronto 101, Miami 84. And back to college hoops. Georgetown fired coach John Thompson III after 13 years and back-to-back losing seasons for the first time since the early 1970s. Todd Ent, ABC Sports.
There will be a land auction for the Charles McCarthy Farms. Pat Haskins and Mariella Green, owners. Monday, March 27th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfurt. Two tracks located southwest of Vermilion, offered individually and will not be combined. This is high-percentage cropland. Track 1 contains 77.5 acres. FSA has 63 acres DCP cropland. There may be a possibility of gaining more crop acres. Property is located 1.5 miles south of Vermilion to Utah Road, then 1.25 miles west. Track 2 is 157.5 acres. DCP cropland at 139. 47 acres of wheat are planted for 2017. The track is located 3.5 miles south of Vermilion to Wildcat Road, then 1 mile west. This land auction for Charles McCarthy Farms, Monday, March 27th, begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfurt. For details or inspection, contact Joe Horrigan, Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148, or go online to jhorrigan.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ray Starling is still new to his role as Special Assistant to the President for Agriculture, Agriculture Trade, and Food Assistance. This week, he talked about some of the administration's key priorities when it comes to agriculture. They include promoting agriculture trade, giving farmers access to a stable workforce, regulation reform, and giving agriculture a seat at the table when new regulations are being discussed. Starling says we're getting to a period of push comes to shove on accessing a sufficient workforce for American agriculture. Just how this is going to be set up in future policy development remains to be seen, he says, but this is a top-of-the-mind issue. He says with the regulatory reform, they want to evaluate the current landscape and make it less onerous. He also said they want to lessen the cumulative impact of those regulations and provide a stronger voice in the process to vet future regulations. He said a voice for agriculture should not only be a place at the USDA, but other agencies as well, including the Environmental Protection Agency, Department of the Interior, and the Department of Labor. The USDA will release its prospective planning report on March the 31st. In the days leading up to it, several organizations making predictions as to what the report will show. Well, MetLife Agricultural Finance is the latest to do so. They are predicting that farmers will increase their soybean acres by 3.3% over last year. If that comes true, that would raise U.S. soybean acres to over 87 million. That number's a bit lower than Allendale's projection of 88.8 million and USDA's Ag Outlook Forum prediction of 88 million acres also. The MetLife report says cyclically low agriculture commodity prices led to a decline in financial conditions in the sector, and planting soybeans requires less working capital than cotton or corn. More ag information online anytime, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue appears headed for Senate confirmation as the next United States Secretary of Agriculture, although the big question is when. Very genial and reassuring, Perdue gave ag senators of both parties just about all the answers that they wanted over his confirmation hearing on Thursday. Democrats' only concern, they seemed to show, was directed not at Perdue, but at President Trump,
for his proposed USDA budget cuts. And with Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch ahead of Purdue and a promised Democratic filibuster of Gorsuch's approval, the timing of Purdue's approval and final confirmation is uncertain. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts says,
"And we will move as quickly as possible to consider your nomination. As you know, we will not be voting on your nomination today, but we will work to schedule a business meeting ASAP for a committee vote."
So once again, Sonny Perdue quite likely the next USDA secretary. The question is when. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See a complete list of their parts offerings online at abilenemachine.com. Well, we're starting to see some warmer temperatures across the Central Plains. They remain inconsistent. The northern one-third of Kansas holding in the low 50s. The central and southeastern sections of the state, mid-50s for the most part. We've got a couple of spots that touch 58 degrees, especially in far eastern and southeastern Kansas. Oklahoma, a few degrees warmer, looking at low 60s in the far northwest and northeastern sections of the state, dripping down to the far southwest and southeast, right in the center of Oklahoma. Temperatures only in the low 60s. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. There's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. A big supporter of agriculture is the Culver's restaurant chain. We'll talk to the CEO after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It's hard to go anywhere in Wisconsin and Illinois without seeing a Culver's restaurant, and now that chain has spread to 24 states, as far west as Idaho and as far south as Florida. The CEO of Culver's is Joe Koss, K-O-S-S, and he talked about the chain's support, let's call it celebration, of the American farmer and of the FFA, including cash support for the FFA chapters.
At Culver's, we wouldn't be who we are without the great American farmer, and we appreciate everything they do for us and the great food that they provide for us to serve to our guests.
The man who had as much as anybody to do with showing this appreciation to farmers was Joe Koss's predecessor, Phil Kaiser, who passed away last fall.
Phil was the champion for the American farmer, and it was Phil who, about 5 years ago, really got us started with our Thank You Farmer program, and it's an initiative that we started because it just felt right for our business to really appreciate what the American farmer does for Culver's, and a way to give back to the FFA and a number of farming groups. Our franchisees have really gotten on board and supporting the FFA at the local level, and in fact over the past 5 years we've raised over $1 million for the FFA, so just a tremendous support from our entire franchise community.
And it's interesting to hear what Joe Koss, the CEO of the Culver's restaurant chain, likes about the FFA.
The FFA USDA, I think everybody thinks of as a farming organization, which of course it is, but it is really a leadership organization. I am so impressed by the individuals that we come in contact with at the FFA, great speakers, great future leaders in America.
Of course, Culver's is in business to make money, and I'm wondering whether the support of the FFA and agriculture in general and being part of telling Ag's story enhances the bottom line.
Absolutely, it does. And we understand we wouldn't be in business without the American farmer. We wouldn't have our great dairy to provide for our fresh frozen custard or the fresh never frozen beef that we serve in our restaurants. And without the help of the American farmer, we wouldn't be in business. So we understand that we need them.
Joe Koss, CEO of the Culver's restaurant chain. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Light scattered showers with a cloudy overcast of this morning, just a trace amount of precipitation. We're on the southern edge of a band of activity extending primarily along the Nebraska-Iowa border. More moisture pushing in out of the eastern reaches of Colorado and into southwest Nebraska. We may still be on the southern end of any additional precipitation, but a chance later today.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas routing Purdue 98-66 to reach the Elite Eight. Good morning, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett. Player of the Year front runner Frank Mason III poured in 26 points. Kansas turned on the Jets in the second half, and the top-seeded Jayhawks soared to a 98-66 blowout of number 4 seed Purdue last night in the Midwest Region semifinals. Devontae Graham also had 26 points. Josh Jackson had 15 points, 12 rebounds for the Jayhawks, now 31-4, who led by 7 at halftime before their up-and-down pace finally wore down the Boilermakers. Kansas used two big runs, including an 11-0 charge highlighted by LeGerald Vick's 360-degree dunk to coast into a matchup with number 3 seed Oregon. Now, that game will take place tomorrow, and the victor there goes on to the Final Four. March Madness, alive and well. Mid-America Network Sports.